What did you use for in the lamps?
Kerosene, coal oil.
Since you had fat pine, do you recall any the use of pine knots at all?
No, I've got some pine knots down at the museum. We didn't use pine knots. That was used earlier. We used strictly kerosene lamps. Mm-hmm. I've got one in there electrified. I'll show it to you. Mm-hmm. That's one. Some of them very beautiful lamps. I wish I had them now.
And when you first got electricity, what?
We didn't have electricity in the country. I never did get it.
You didn't?
No.
When it first came to town, what did you call the things that give off the light when they first came in?
Light bulbs.
Did you always call them bulbs?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I remember very well when the first little electric plant was built here in Macon. It only had night current. You didn't have any current all daytime.
Oh, is that right?
At dark, just about dark every day, they blew a wildcat whistle down there. That meant the lights were on. You turn on your lights.
Is that right?
Little old bulbs.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fine, except I suppose I've forgotten a great many things there. How are you doing for time? Mr. Krigler, I have a great many other things I'd like to ask you. You have a marvelous memory, and I would like to spend some more time with you.
Go right ahead. I've got all day.
How are you doing? All right.
My wife has gone to the country club, so we're not bothered with her anymore.
Well, let's, you're comfortable there. And I'll just keep the recorder there. And I'd like to ask you some other questions about the house. How did you keep the light out for the windows? in fact, did you have anything to keep the, do you have shutters or?
Not a thing. No, sir, there was not one thing. There were no blinds on that house. The old blinds, this house used to have them. We took them down.
Uh-huh.
But the old blinds, you know, that's shut. But we didn't have them.
The blinds would be on the outside.
On the outside. And this house was equipped with both. I have one of the house now. The inside blinds and the outside blinds. This house had both kinds.
Mm-hmm.
I still have them in the house now.
And did you have anything like shades?
I had window shades. Uh-huh. But in this particular house, yeah, there was absolutely nothing on those windows. They didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
And in the house with the second story, did you have something above that? Did you, or in fact, in either house, did you use any of the area under the roof but above the ceilings? In other words, would it be a, so did you use either the attic or the loft?
Well,
loft in the barn, but in the house, would it be an attic or a loft?
It was an attic. We called it an attic. And in these two rooms up here, upstairs, each one was open, not to, and we stored was stuff up there outside those rooms under the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It was unfinished, and we stored all kinds of stuff up there. And these two rooms upstairs, each one of them had a big closet. A big closet in each one of those rooms.
They had a built-in closet.
So. Yeah, and a big closet, walk-in closet, great big things. Kept all kinds of stuff in there.
You mentioned a feather bed. What else do you remember on it? What did you have on the bed? What did you use to keep warm? What did you use to
homemade
display?
Quilts.
Uh-huh.
Quilts. They used to have quilting parties there. I showed you my grandfather's office room back here.
Yeah.
About once a month, they'd have a quilting in there. All the women would come around and had a big frame let down from the ceiling. And they'd sit around that thing and do the quilting. Mostly a gossip party, what it was, but they sewed right along all the time. They were sitting all around, maybe a dozen women sit around that thing and work on these quilts.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful quilts, huh?
Did you have anything that you keep on the bed for display, sort of like that?
Oh, yeah, they had a counterpin. Call it a counterpin.
That was just for display.
Yeah, counterpin. Yeah, that was just to cover. That's to cover the quilts.